路德记。
Can we turn to the book of Ruth?
第一章
Chapter 1
第一节，当事实秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩亚地去寄居。
First one, now it came about in the days when the judges governed, that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the land of Moab with his wife and his two sons.
这人名叫以利米勒，他的妻名叫拿俄米，他两个儿子一个名叫马伦，一个名叫基连，都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人。他们到了摩亚地，就住在那里。
And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, the Ephrathites of Bethlehem in Judah. Now they entered the land of Moab and remained there.
后来，拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒死了，剩下妇人和他两个儿子。
Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons.
这两个儿子娶了摩亚女子为妻，一个名叫厄尔巴，一个名叫路德，在那里住了约有十年。
And they took for themselves Moabite women as wives. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth, and they lived there about 10 years.
二十节
Verse 20.
拿俄米对他们说，不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉，因为全能者使我受了大苦。
And she said to them, do not call me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me.
我满满的出去，耶华使我空空的回来，耶华降祸于我，全能者使我受苦。即使这样，你们为何还叫我拿俄米呢？
I went out full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why do you call me Naomi, since the Lord has witnessed againstme and the Almighty has afflicted me.
Naomi 和她儿妇摩亚女子路德从摩亚地回来到伯利恒，正是动手割大麦的时候。
So Naomi returned, and with her Ruth of the Moabites, her daughter-in-law, who returned from the land of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest.
第四章第十三节
Chapter 4, verse 13.
于是波阿斯娶了路德为妻，与他同房，耶和华使他怀孕，生了一个儿子。
So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife, and he went into her, and the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son.
妇人们对拿俄米说，耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你时，你是无至尽的亲属，愿这孩子在以色列中得名声。
Then the women said to Naomi, Blessed is the Lord who has not left you without a redeemer today, and made his name become famous in Israel.
他必提起你的精神，奉养你的老，因为是爱慕你的那个女儿妇所生的。有这儿妇，比有七个儿子还好。
May he also be to you a restorer of life and a sustainer of your old age.For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and is better to you than seven sons, has given birth to him.
第十七节最后半句，这厄贝德是耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父。
In verse 17, the last half, so they named him Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David.
二十二节
verse 22.
厄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫。
And to Obed was born Jesse, and to Jesse, David.
就像我们圣经就读这么多。
I think we'll read this much for now.
弟兄姊妹都知道，在圣经里面有两卷书是用女人的名字来做书名的。
Brothers and sisters should know that there are two books in the Bible named after women.
一本是路德记，还有一本是以斯帖记。
One is the book of Ruth and one is the book of Esther.
为什么在66卷里面就这两卷书是用女人的名字做书名？
Why is it that among 66 books, only two books are named after women?
在圣经里面，男人，特别是讲到真理。
Now in the Bible, when you speak about man, it usually talks about truth.
讲到女人，多半说到经历。
When you speak about women, you usually speak about experience.
所以这两卷书应该和基督经历发生关系。
So these two books should have something to do with the Christian experience.
所以当我们要来看路德记的时候
So when we are coming to read the book of Ruth
我们首先要问我们怎么解释它
We have to ask, how do we explain it?
这里总共只有四章。
There are only four chapters.
是非常美丽的四卷四章圣经。
It's actually very beautiful four chapters.
我如果没有记错的话，我们如果没有记错的话，许多在文学上很有造诣的人认为说，《路德记》是人类难得的一个文学作品。
If I didn't remember incorrectly, actually many literary scholars believe that Ruth is actually one of the rare writings in history of mankind.
有人特别说到这个第一章第十五节，这里特别讲到路德向拿俄米许了个愿。
Now, especially that there was an oath made by Ruth to vow made by Ruth to Naomi.
那个愿词是非常非常美丽的。
In chapter 1, verse 15, and then the words are very beautiful.
有很有名的文学家说，这恐怕是人类历史文学作品里面讲的愿词是最美丽的一段。
And many believe that this is the most beautiful vow made in literary history.
那为什么路德记就四章放在圣经里？
Why is it that there are only four chapters of Ruth placed in the Bible?
以斯帖十章也放在圣经。
And why is the ten chapters of Esther placed in the Bible?
你读到路德记的时候，
When you read the book of Ruth,
你发现这卷书充满了爱。
You discover that this book is full of love.
但爱这个字居然没有出现。
But you never find the word love in it.
我是说拿俄米跟波阿斯之间那个爱。
So the love between Naomi and
Naomi
and Boaz.
对不起，不是，我说波阿斯跟路德之间的爱，那个爱没有出现，
字
没有用。
The love between Boaz and Naomi did not appear. That word love did not appear.
但是我们知道这卷书是讲到波阿斯与路德之间的爱。
But this book is about the love between Boaz and Ruth.
这么重要的一件事，
such an important thing.
但那个字居然没有出现。
But you don't find that word.
以斯帖也是呀。
Same thing with the book of Esther.
你读到以斯帖，你就发现到处都充满了神的作为。
So when you read the book of Esther, you discover the hand of God all over the place.
你看见以斯帖记了许多人的名字。
You see that Esther recorded names of many people.
不光是哈曼，哈曼妻子的名字你知道。
You not only know the name of Haman, but also his wife.
哈曼十个儿子名字你也知道。
Also the 10 names of the 10 sons of Haman.
圣灵几乎什么名字都没有漏掉。
As if the Holy Spirit did not leave out one name.
有一个最重要的名字居然漏掉。
But there was one most important name that was left out.
你找不到神这个词。
You cannot find the word God.
你找不到神的名字。
You cannot find the name of God.
原因在什么地方？
Why is that?
为什么路德记讲爱却没有爱这个字？
Why is it that when the book of Ruth talks about love, there's not the word love in it?
在以斯帖记，你到处都看见神的手。
In the book of Esther, you see the hand of God everywhere.
你记不记得有一个晚上，就是因为王睡不着觉。
Do you remember one night when the king could not fall asleep?
大概他前天晚上吃了很多 lobster.
Maybe he had too much lobster the night before.
所以他一个晚上也睡不着。
So he couldn't sleep the whole night.
结果整个以色列故事就扭转过来。
And then the whole history of Israel turned around.
你看见这里有神的手。
You see the hand of God here.
所以那卷书你不可能看不见神的作为。
So that book, it's impossible for you not to notice the hand of God.
但是为什么重最重要的名字不见？
But why is it that the most important name was left out?
为什么别的名字大家都看见？
Why is it that you see all other names?
也听见。
And you hear it?
都是那么响亮。
And it's so loud and clear.
但是就是找不到神的名字。
But you don't find the name of God.
路德记也这样。
The book of Ruth is thus.
你知道路德记是讲到一个外邦女子嫁给一个以色列男子。
The story of Ruth is one of a Gentile woman marrying to an Israeli man.
以斯帖刚好反过来。
Now, the book of Esther is just the opposite.
是一个以色列女子嫁给一个外邦的君王。
Is a daughter of Israel marrying a Gentile king.
所以这两卷书放在圣经里面不是偶然。
So these two books are not accidentally put in the Bible.
一定有它特别的意义。
It must have a special significance.
那么既然它是说到了经历，
so if it does speak about experience,
那么和我们 跟随主的经历应该是相符合的。
So then it must conform with our Christian experience.
你读到路德记的时候，你能看见你自己的影子。
So when you read the book of Ruth, you can see your own shadow.
你读以斯帖记的时候，也应该看见你自己的影子。
When you read the book of Esther, you should also find your own shadow.
不过要紧在这里。
But the important thing is this.
我们要把这一卷书要放在一个很稳固的根基。
We need to place this book in a very strong foundation.
有一件事我们要记。
One thing we have to remember,
圣经中任何一卷书,
any book in the Bible,
你怎么解释它?
How do you interpret it?
你需要用其他的65卷来解释它。
You need the other 65 books of the Bible to explain it.
是神的话来解释神的话。
You need to use the Word of God to interpret the Word of God.
换一句话说,
in other words,
你要明白路德记。
If you want to understand the book of Ruth,
我们要用整本圣经的亮光。
We need the light of the whole book.Rest of the Bible,
来看这件事
to see it.
那么这个恐怕是很困难的一个工作。
This is obviously a difficult work.
整本圣经66卷。
There's 66 books in the Bible.
它到底讲什么？
What does this speak about?
那么就在神所启示的完整的启示里面。
So in God's complete revelation,
那有一部分叫做路德记。
Now there is a portion that is called Ruth.
你只能够在整个神全部的亮光底下，你才能看得清楚。
So you need the whole revelation of God for you to be able to see clearly the book of Ruth.
所以因为这个缘故，
so because of this,
今天晚上我们稍微打一点的根基。
So tonight we'll lay a foundation.
那明天早晨和明天晚上，
tomorrow morning, tomorrow evening,
我们就可以进到路德记的里面去。
We can enter into the book of Ruth.
我们这样做是因为怕很多人根本没有准备就来了。
So because we think that many came unprepared.
所以我们希望说，如果你愿意来一同来看这卷书的话，
so if you are willing to come study this book together,
我们希望明天早晨和晚上继续下去以前，
before we continue tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening,
这只是个建议，
this is just an encouragement.
如果你们可以的话， 你们试着把它读完三遍，
if you can read the book of Ruth 3 times,
那么这样的话呢，你们来到这里，你们就有一点的印象。
This way when you come, you have a little bit of an impression.
那我们这一次因为时间很短，
now this time our time is very short.
我们只是稍微，我们只能够大概的稍微讲一下。
We can just briefly touch on this book.
我们希望说大家这是个好的开始。
We hope that this is a good beginning.
我们希望大家回去以后能够对于这一卷书能有更深的认识。
We hope that when you go back, you can have a deeper understanding of this book.
所以今天晚上呢，我想我们讲一些根基的事。
So tonight, we would like to speak on some foundational things.
那么到底整本圣经的启示是什么？
So what is the revelation of the whole Bible?
旧约39卷，新约27卷。
39 books in the Old Testament and 27 in the New Testament.
那么我们怎么把圣经66卷大概最重要的中心思想把它汇聚在一起呢？
So how do we combine the central thought of the Bible?
所以今天晚上我想就像我们主所说的，从无花果树学个比方。
So just like our Lord said, let us learn from the parable of the fig. Let us learn something tonight as well.
那今天晚上我们也用一个比方。
So tonight we'll also use a parable.
这个比方是大家非常熟悉的。
This parable is something that you all know very well.
你们在座每一个人比我们在这两个人都更深入。
You, all of you should know it even better than the two of us on the stage.
因为你们就住在这里。
Because you live here.
你们天天所接触的就能够解释这件事。
Because what you touch every day can explain.
我不知道大家有没有觉得你们住在纽西兰是最蒙恩的一般的人。
So don't you feel that you living in New Zealand are the most blessed people?
因为整个纽西兰就是个 illustration, 就是个比方。
Because the whole of New Zealand is an illustration.
为什么纽西兰你随便捡一块风景放在任何地方都是最美丽的？
So why is it that you can just take a cut of anyscene in New Zealand and it would be a beautiful scenery anywhere else in the world.
有一个 message, 有一个讯息。
Because behind it there is a message.
我们这些不住在纽西兰的人，
us who do not live in New Zealand,
我们需要到纽西兰来。
We have to come to New Zealand.
我们如果从南岛走在北岛，
if we go from the South Island to the North Island,
然后我们会学到许许多的功课我们在别地方学不到。
We will learn many lessons that we can't learn anywhere else.
圣经的启示还是一个。
The revelation of the Bible is still one.
但是关于这些圣经怎么样能够用图画能把它表 表现出来。
But how do you use pictures to kind of express it?
那一直等到你到了纽西兰。
But not until you come to New Zealand.
你找到了非常美丽的几幅图画。
You see some very beautiful pictures.
你就发现说这里面有许多许多的风景。
You'll see that there are many beautiful scenes.
它的背后是带着 message, 带着讯息。
There is a message behind those.
所以我想用纽西兰来做比方。
So I like to use New Zealand as an illustration.
然后我们把圣经里面重要的启示把它综合一下。
So then we will summarize the revelation in the Bible.
因为我们读路德记的时候，我们需要这个背景才可以。
Because when we study the book of Ruth, we need this background.
否则有的人说路德是告诉我们怎么做婆婆，怎么做媳妇。
So otherwise, other people will tell you the story of Naomi and Ruth is a story of how to be a good mother-in-law, how to be a good daughter-in-law.
人际关系，人和人中间最难的就是婆婆跟媳妇。
Actually, in human relationships, the most difficult is that of between the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law.
就是女婿跟丈母娘。
Oh, actually, it's not. It's the son-in-law and the mother-in-law.
那在中国是婆婆跟媳妇。
Among the Chinese, it's the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law.
犹太人是如此。
And same thing with the Jews.
那在西方的世界里面是女婿和丈母娘。
In the Western world, is the son-in-law and the mother-in-law.
这个关系是最微妙的。
That is the most intricate relationship.
你知道这个女婿受了很多的苦以后。
So after the son-in-law suffered much,
他总是希望说能够幽默一下，叫自己稍微轻松一点。
So then he would try to humor it.To kind of comfort himself.
所以如果大家到美国的 Florida,
so if you go to Florida in the United States,
尤其你到了这个 Sea World, 到海洋世界，
especially if you go to Sea World,
那么你看见海豚表演的时候，
so when you see the dolphins and the whales,
那么很多人就坐在那里看海豚表演，
and many people sit in the front to watch the
dolphins. 那么他就警告大家，你们要小心，不要坐得太前面了。
So he said he warns everyone, be careful, don't sit in the front row.
因为海豚一表演的时候，水花就可以溅到你。
Because or else you get soaked when the dolphins jump out of the water.
他有两个办法，要么你坐在后面一点。
So there are two things you can do. You can either sit in the back.
还有一个办法就是把你丈母娘放在你前面。
The other thing is just place your mother-in-law right in front of you.
所以你知道说许多，你看人的关系最难的就是丈母娘跟女婿的关系。
So the most difficult relationship is that of a mother-in-law and a son-in-law.
你知道还没有结婚以前。
So before you get married.
你知道终于丈母娘看上女婿了。
So finally the mother-in-law has liked the son-in-law.
她觉得她女儿选的真是白马王子。
And then she does feel that her daughter has chosen the great charming prince.
结果呢，丈母娘看女婿越看越有趣。
So the more she looked at him, the more she liked him.
但是没有多久以后呢，结了婚以后
，But after they get married，
慢慢有一些谐音话就传到他耳朵里面来了。
But then some words come and fall upon her ears。
结果是丈母娘看女婿是越看越有气。
So then the mother-in-law, the more she looked at her son-in-law, the more she disliked him.
本来有趣，现在有气。
It used to be something that she used to like, but now something she dislikes.
所以我们知道人跟人之间的关系是最难的。
So the human relationship is that which is the most difficult.
有人告诉我们说，
Some people tell us,
如果你把路德记读通了，
If you study the book of Ruth,
你就知道怎么做婆婆，
Then you know how to be a mother-in-law.
你就知道怎么做媳妇，
You know how to be a daughter-in-law.
如果婆婆跟媳妇的关系弄好了，
So if you make the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law get along well,
什么关系都好了，
Then all other relationships will be well.
路德记难道就这么简单的一本书吗？
But is that all that the book of Ruth is talking about?
我们相信路德记是比这更深的。
We believe that the book of Ruth is much deeper than that.
但是在我们深入以前，
But before we enter into its depth,
我们要来看到底我们所明白的圣经。
So we want to see the Bible that we understand,
它给我们的启示是个怎么样的启示？
What kind of revelation does it give us?
你知道的福音是在 Bay of Island 那个地方开始的，在纽西兰。
You know that in New Zealand, the gospel started in the Bay of Island.
在那里福音登陆的时候。
So when the gospel reached New Zealand,
对于纽西兰岛起了很大的影响。
It became a great influence to the islands of New Zealand.
早期的时候，
in the early days,
有一班水手到了 Bay of Island 就跳船。 就留下来了。
So some sailors would jump off the ship at the Bay of Islands and stay.
有的在澳洲那里本来是做被犯在监狱里面有前科的，被放出来了。
So then there were some of the criminals in Australia that they were let and set free.
结果他们也到了 Bay of Islands.
So they also came to the Bay of Islands.
结果就在那个地方
so in that place,
就是今天 Russell 这个地方
in Russell
那么曾经有一度呢是被认为在太平洋里面一个地狱的洞
it was considered the hellhole of the Pacific
换一句话说
in other words
那是在这一带最无法无天是 lawless 根本没有人 unruly people 没有人管得到他们
it was the most lawless place full of unruly people
那个可以说是罪人的天堂
and that is the paradise for sinners
弟兄姊妹按人来看这个是整个太平洋的一个地狱洞
so from man's perspective this is the hellhole of the Pacific
你到了那里你离开地狱很近
if you go there you're very close to hell
人放纵自己的肉体
now man let go of his own flesh
没有人能够约束他
no one can restrict him
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
福音就在那里登陆
The gospel started from there.
自从福音进到从那里登陆到这个岛上以后
When the gospel landed there and entered into this island
你知道后来 Russell 这个地方慢慢的就平静下来
And then the Russell became calmed down.
后来很大的复兴就带到了这个纽西兰。
So a great recovery revival was brought to the land of New Zealand.
我们知道这个就是过去纽西兰的历史。
So this is part of the history of New Zealand.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
我们知道说达尔文曾经看见毛利人是在树上的。
So one, you know, when Darwin came to New Zealand, he saw the Maori on the trees.
结果他就想说，他终于能够找到人跟猿猴中间比较中间的一点的东西。
So then he felt that he found something in between man and monkeys.
结果没有想到
But didn't imagine.
自从福音从 Bay of Island 登陆以后
After the gospel reached, started from the Bay of Island.
这个本来在树上的人就跑到树下里面来了
So he who was on the tree came down from the tree.
这是什么
What is that?
这就是福音所带给纽西兰的
So this is what the gospel brought to New Zealand.
这也就是福音带给全世界
So this is what the gospel brought to the whole world.
但是很可惜
But it's a shame.
现在人拒绝福音以后
People after they rejected the gospel.
特别在今天的世界
Especially in the world today.
人又回到福音就人还没又回到了福音还没有征服罗马帝国以前的情形。
So man has returned to the condition before the gospel conquered the Roman Empire.
你知道本来的罗马帝国。
You know that the Roman Empire.
本来的希腊文化。
The Greek, Greek culture.
你看见他们的道德。
Their moral standards.
他们的道德因为他们因为他们的神
because their God
是按照人来创造
is created after the image of man
而人是堕落的
and man is fallen
所以当你读希腊神话的
so when you study Greek mythology
你发现说在神与神中间所发生的事
so you discover the interaction between the gods
根本叫你惨不忍你根本不能读的
you cannot even continue to read it
上梁不正下梁当然就歪了
So if even the gods are corrupt, then of course the man that they govern is corrupt as well.
时代人的人的那个人的那个道德水准能够提高。
So can you expect man's moral standard to be raised?
这是完全不可能的。
This is impossible.
所以当你读罗马书的。
So when you study the book of Romans,
你就知道在福音还没有传遍这个世界以前。
So before the gospel reached the whole world.
世界是在罗马跟希腊的文化底下。
The whole world was under the Roman and Greek culture.
虽然罗马跟希腊曾经有过很辉煌的帝国。
Even though the Romans and the Greeks, they had a glorious empire in the past.
但是在他们的影响底下。
But under their influence.
你看见说那个道德的情形。
The moral situation.
这个就是今天我们所看见的情形。
So this is the condition we see today.
但是是福音
征服了罗马帝国。
But the gospel conquered the Roman Empire.
所以整个世界就翻过来了。
So the whole world was turned upside down.
现在两千年以后。
Now 2,000 years later.
你看见许多人拒绝福音。
Many people reject the gospel.
他们又回到了，他们又回到了，好像在福音还没有传遍以前的罗马跟希腊帝国的形象。
So they return to the condition of the Greek and Roman Empire before the gospel conquered them.
所以你看见所有今天发生的事。
So you see that all the things that happened today
是两千年前的故事的重演。
Is a reproduction or playing of that which happened 2,000 years ago.
天下没有新的事。
There aren't any new things on this world. Remember.
不错，是福音叫人从树上还走下来。
It's true. The gospel caused man to climb down from the tree.
人拒绝福音的结果又回到树上去。
And when man rejects the gospel, he turns back to the tree.
所以但以理书给我们看。
So the book of Daniel shows us.
从一个征服者的眼光。
From a conqueror's perspective,
他们所看见的世界是金银铜铁金碧辉煌。
The world that they see is the gold, the silver, the bronze, and the iron is glorious.
但从戴的眼中来看
，But from the eyes of Daniel,
你看见这个四个大帝国好像四只兽一样。
You see these four great empires as if they are four beasts.
这个 beastial nature, 这个兽性在他们所表现的。
So the beastial nature that is reflected,
乃是人类堕落以后的情形。
Is the condition after man.Fall.
所以请大家记住
So everybody remember
你们在纽西兰
You who are in New Zealand
你们看得很清楚
You see very clearly
毛利人怎样从树上来到了地上
How the Maori went from the tree down to the ground
这是福音的结果
This is the result of the gospel
因这个缘故福音就送到了全世界
So because of this the gospel went to the end of the world
但是等一等
But wait
你看见在这个世界
But you see it in the world today
在澳洲
In Australia
按理来讲本来曾经是福音神大大做工的地方
It wasa place where God did a great work in Australia.
但是慢慢的人就远离了神。
But slowly man has departed away from God.
请记得
Remember.
今天你注意到人犯罪的情形。
If you look at the condition of how man sins.
你就问一个问题。
You'll ask a question.
是不是人又回到树上去。
Is it that man has returned back to the tree?
你明白吗
Do you see that?
所以我们就知道。
So we know this.
当你看见福音怎么从 Bay of Islands 开始在这个城里面。
So you see how the gospel started from the Bay of Islands in this country.
你看见福音能做何等大的事。
You see what kind of a thing the gospel can do.
那么我们来到纽西兰呢
？So we who have come to New Zealand，
我们学到一些什么样的功课
？What kind of lessons have we learned？
我们最少学到三个功课。
We have learned at least three lessons。
我巴不得就是三个功课能够综合圣经里面所教训我们的。
So I would like to use these three lessons to kind of summarize what is the Bible about。
你知道今天全世界到处都被污染了。
You know that in this whole world, everywhere is polluted.
空气被污染。
The air is polluted.
环境被污染。
The environment is polluted.
你找不到一个干净的地方，好像是没有被污染过一样。
You cannot almost find a place that is so clean as if never been polluted.
你到了尼罗河。
If you go to the Nile River.
那是个很古老的河。
It's a very ancient river.
已经好几千年了。
Thousands of years.
但是你如果在尼罗河稍微泛舟，在那坐船的话。
But if you take a ship,and go or a boat on the Nile.
你看见两边的建筑是个最现代化的建筑。
You'll see that there are two buildings on the two sides. They're modern buildings.
你抬头看空气是被污染的。
When you raise your head, you will see that the whole air is polluted.
你抬头你往下看，整个河流是污染的。
When you look into the river, it's all polluted.
经过了几千年。
After thousands of years,
人类就变成了最大的污染源。
Man became the greatest polluter.
是人叫这个世界慢慢慢慢的变得污染了。
So is man caused this world to become polluted?
本来我们都知道，在澳洲也好，在纽西兰应该是最好的地方。
So we also know that in Australia and New Zealand these ought to be the best places.
但是结果因为人为的缘故。
But because of man's doing,
结果就在这一带的上空就有了个很大的洞。
So you see that there's a great hole on top of the in the ozone on top of these countries.
这个就是因为人用许多的 chemical, 人用许多东西，结果就叫这个我们的地球产生了许多的污染。
So because man used many chemicals, it caused the world to become polluted.
但是你如果来到纽西兰
，But if you come to New Zealand,
你就觉得很稀奇。
You'll find it very interesting.
今天在整个的世界里
，In this whole world today,
有一个地方
，There's one place.
居然 能叫你想起伊甸园。
Should remind you of the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园如何？
How is the Garden of Eden?
那么你今天怎么知道呢？
How do you know?
今天你必须要旅行到这个很遥远的角落。
You have to come to a very far corner of this earth.
你才能看见当鸭子游水的时候，你能看见它们下面那个游下面这个在水底下的情形。
So if you see the ducks as they are swimming in the water, you can actually see what's happening at the bottom of the water.
那么清洁。
You rarely see water so clear.
你很少看见空气是那么清洁。
Really see air so clear.
这里的羊比人还要多。
So there are more sheep than people here.
你无论在什么地方。
No matter where you go.
你好像真的能回，如果在世界上还有一个地方能叫你想起伊甸园的景象。
If there is still a place that can remind you of the Garden of Eden.
这里一条蛇也没有，我听说。
You don't find any snake here.
伊甸园还有一条蛇。
Actually, the Garden of Eden actually had a snake.
所以你知道说真正在这地上。
So if you know that on this earth,
如果你走遍全世界，
if you walk through this whole world,
我走的地方并不多，
I haven't gone to many places,
但是我的确也走了不少的地方，
but I have gone to quite a few places,
而且我读了许许多多的文书和文献，
and have studied many books,
那一点都没有错，
and it's true.
如果真的在世界上你要找一个地方叫你能够稍微的知道一点伊甸园的情景。
So if there's a place that you can, that reminds you a bit of Garden of Eden,
那应该就是纽西兰。
It ought to be New Zealand.
那尤其是南岛。
Especially South Island.
你觉得南岛那个景色是几乎很难来形容的。
So it's almost hard to describe the scenery of the South Island.
我想没有一个人来过纽西兰会失望的。
I think that rarely will anyone coming to New Zealand be disappointed.
我想这是大家所共同认定的一点。
I think everyone agrees about this.
那请记得。
But remember.
今天如果你知道纽西兰最美的一面。
So if you know the most beautiful side of New Zealand,
请记得,
remember,
当神创造亚当夏娃的时候,
when God created Adam and Eve,
他就是把亚当夏娃放在这样的伊甸园里。
He placed man in such a Garden of Eden.
那个景色乃是就像这样的景色。
That scenery ought to be very similar to what we see.
那么伊甸园到底大概在哪里?
But where is the Garden of Eden?
我们如果圣经没有读错的话,
if we didn't read the Bible incorrectly,
乃是有四条河流过的地方。
They ought to be where the four rivers flow.
一条是幼发拉底河。
One is the Euphrates.
还有一个底格里斯河。
One is the Tigris.
那么第一条河
the first river
比逊河在什么地方
Where is the river Pishon
那么现在我们要比逊河在哪里
Where is the river Pishon
一直到最近
Only until recently
科学家终于找到了第一条的河
Scientists have discovered that first river
因为根据圣经那一条河有许多的金子
Because according to the Bible that river has a lot of gold
你也能够找到宝石
And you can find precious stones
那么不光这样
Not only that
那么圣经也告诉我们它是环绕哈菲拉全地
And it says that it circles Havilah
那哈菲拉就是今天的沙利阿拉伯
Havilah is today Saudi Arabia
所以最近科学家们所找的第一条河
So now recently scientists discovered the first river
是从科威特湾
Starts from the Kuwaiti Peninsula.
No, Bay. 从那个地方一直流到一直那个水那个河一直流到哪里？一直流到麦加附近的地方叫麦地那，有座山。
It flows all the way to where Mecca is near Medina.
那现在这条河已经埋在沙漠底下。
Now this river now today is buried under desert.
那么科学家有办法根据太空的照片证明说河从那里流过的。
But scientists using satellite images have proven that there was a river that flowed there.
你知道河的宽度啊，有一部分就像巴西的亚马孙河的宽度一样。
So the width of the river is almost as wide as that of the Amazonian River.
那这什么意思？
What does that mean?
这就是说在沙地阿拉伯现在是沙漠，但是从前呢，应该是那么大的河流过，那四周围一定都是森林，都是树才对。
So if you look at Saudi Arabia today, it's all desert, but you know that once there was a wide river that flows there, so you know it must have been very green there.
那结果科学家做研究。
So then scientists study there.
他们研究花粉。
They studied the pollen.
尤其那个花粉呢，如果是埋在地里面的话
，especially if that pollen is buried underground，
你能够研究它的历史
，you can study its history，
你知道吗
？You know，
大概多少年前这个花粉在的
？How long ago was this pollen？
那就证明在多少年前那一带根本是树是花是 非常美的地方。
It proved that that place was full of trees, full of flowers, very beautiful.
而科学家可以证明给我们。
And scientists can prove to us.
果然没有错。
It's true indeed.
大概六千年到七千年前。
Probably 6,000 or 7,000 years ago.
沙地阿拉伯不是沙漠。
Saudi Arabia was not a desert.
沙地阿拉伯乃是后来人堕落被赶出伊甸园以后才变成沙漠的。
So after man fell, then did Saudi Arabia become desert?
Driven.
They driven. Well, after man was driven out of the garden, did Saudi Arabia become desert?
然后伊拉克的南部就变成了 marshland, 变成沼泽地。
And the south of Iraq became marshland.
本来是伊甸园。
It used to be the Garden of Eden.
沙地阿拉伯本来也是伊甸园。
Saudi Arabia used to be Garden of Eden.
所以请记得。
So remember.
根据圣经。
According to the Bible.
很清楚告诉我们说。
It's very clearly that it tells us.
当初神把人亚当和夏娃放在伊甸园。
God placed man in the Garden of Eden.
那么神创造地的时候，
Now when God created the earth,
为什么神创造地？
Why did God create the earth?
请大家记得，
Remember,
神创造地的目的，
The reason that God created the earth,
你只要看地的种种，树也好，花也好，牛也好，鸟也好，
It was so that when you see those things of the earth, whether it be the trees, the mountains, the cattle, the fish, etc.
整个的地乃是整个天的反应 reflection.
The earth also be the reflection of heaven.
你不需要爬到天堂上去找天堂。
You don't have to climb up to heaven to see heaven.
你看每一朵花。
Every time you see a flower.
你看每一个景色。
You see the scenery.
晨曦和晚霞。
You see the dawn, the dusk, the sunrise, the sunset.
你看见葡萄树、无花果树。
You see the vine, you see the fig.
你看见彩虹，
you see the rainbow.
你看见澎湃的海洋，
you see the ocean of Pompeii.
就是 broad ocean. 所以当你看见这些海洋的时候，
so when you see this ocean,
你想到什么？
What do you think about?
这些都叫你想起天上。
This reminds you of heaven.
所以神当初创造天和地的。
So when God created the heavens and the earth,
你能分别天和地。
You could distinguish between heaven and earth.
但是天和地是不能分开的。
But you cannot separate heaven and earth.
因为你在地就好像在天上。
Because when you're on earth, as if you are in heaven.
这个地像一面镜子。
This earth is just like a big mirror.
我不知道大家有没有这个印象。
I don't know if you have an impression.
尤其在纽西兰。
Especially in New Zealand.
有人告诉我们说。
People tell us.
大概你要早晨十点钟以前你去看一个湖。
So before 10 a.m. you come to look at a river.
因为在十点钟以前没有风的。
Because before 10 a.m. there's no wind.
十点钟以后慢慢风就有了。
So after 10 a.m. the wind starts to pick up.
风一吹的时候你看湖面就不平静。
Once the wind starts to blow, then it's no longer still.
你看见吗？只要有风，天一起凉风，你就看见它就不平静了。
So once you see that there is wind, and it's no longer at peace.
但是什么时候这个湖是平静的？
But whenever this lake is at peace,
结果是什么？
What is it?
你看见那个湖，你就看见天。
When you see that lake, you see heaven.
那个天可以说是所有你今天能看见的，你都能在湖里面看见。
So that what is truly in heaven, you can see all of it in the lake.
所以我们知道，在人没有堕落以前
，So before man fell,
神创造天也创造地。
God created the heavens and the earth.
但地就像湖一片一片一个湖面一样。
But the earth was just like like the surface of a lake.
它是反射一反映整个的天。
It ought to reflect heaven.
如果你要知道看天上的种种
，If you want to see the things of heaven,
你不需要借着雅各的天梯爬到天上。
You don't have to take Jacob's ladder and climb up to the heaven.
你在地好像在天上。
Because when you're on earth, as if you're in heaven.
你看见无花果树。你看见无花果树。
You see the fig tree.
它有花
，it has a flower，
但是你看不见
，we can't see it。
那个花在果子里面
，because the flower is embedded into the fruit。
它有一种的美丽
，it has a certain beauty，
是里面的美丽
，it's an inner beauty。
你看见吗
？You see that？
因为无花果树是要反映一些很重要属灵的故事
，because the fig tree is ought to reflect certain spiritual story。
因为无花果树代表以色列人
，because the fig tree represents the people of Israel，
代表神所拣选的
，it represents the chosen people of God，
代表神所神的儿女，神的百姓
，it represents the people of God.
他们身上有一种的美丽
，there is a certain beauty in them.
世界上人看不见
，the people of the world cannot see.
但神看得见
，but God could see it.
他们的美丽是里面的美丽
，their beauty is inner beauty.
这是无花果树
，this is the story of the fig tree.
但如果你看见
If you see the story of the vine,
不错, 你看见葡萄树,
you do see the vine.
这是什么故事呢?
What is the story?
葡萄树 慢慢慢慢大概经过四个月就成熟了。
So after 4 months, the vine grows up and becomes mature.
在那个成长的过程里面,
and that growth process,
它从天里面吸取氧气,
it absorbs,
吸取水分,
absorbs the water from the air,
然后从地里面也吸取水分,
and it absorbs the water from the ground.
你看一路上都是吸取水分,
and then it's absorbing water through the other process.
这个水就经过了葡萄树,
then the water through the vine,
慢慢葡萄就成熟了,
slowly the grapes become mature.
Sure.
Then people will take down the grapes, put it in the wine press, as their feet stomp upon the grapes. Slowly the wine comes from the big wine, wine vat to the smaller wine vat. 4 months, you see that the water goes through the vine,
就变成酒了,
becomes wine.
所以请记得,
so remember,
这个是葡萄的故事,
this is the story of the vine. The story of the vine is to transform the water and transform it into wine.
为什么?
Why? Because this story is a heavenly story.
所以主耶稣说,
so that's what the Lord Jesus said. I am the true vine.
你懂吗?
Do you understand that? What is the true vine? All the vines of this world are created according to that, original. When you see these other vines,
你看你真的葡萄树,
you see the true vine.
有一天,
one day,
2000年前,
2000 years ago,
耶稣来到地上,
the Lord Jesus came to this earth.
他果然把水变成酒,
he turned water into wine.
你知道为什么吗?
Why?
因为他说我是真葡萄树,
because he said, I am the true vine.
明白了吗?
Do you understand?
为什么今天有葡萄呢?
Why do you have the grapes?
等到主耶稣一天来到地上的时候,
one day when the Lord Jesus comes to this earth,
当他把水变成酒的时候,
when he transforms the water into wine,
你现在看见了,
you see it.
他是真葡萄树,
he is the true vine.
不过主耶稣对他母亲说,
but then the Lord Jesus said to his mother,
我的时候还没有到,
my time has not yet come.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
我把水变成酒的时候还没有到,
the time for me to transform water into wine has not yet come.
他还要等,
he has to wait.
等到世界的酒用尽了,
he waits until the wine of the world gives out.
因为那个时候, 母亲, 他的母亲, 主耶稣母亲告诉主耶稣说,
because Jesus' mother Mary said that they've used up their wine.
那现在主耶稣要把水变成酒了,
so now the Lord Jesus wants to transform water into wine.
但主耶稣来到地上,
but now the Lord Jesus came to the earth.
他既然真葡萄树,
he is the true vine.
他当然要把水变成酒的,
of course he has to transform water into wine.
主耶稣还没有到,
but the time has not yet come.
他要等,
he has to wait.
等到世界说我的酒用尽,
he has to wait for the world to say, our wine is gone.
结果你读圣经读到约书亚, 读到约翰福音12章的时候,
so when you study the book of John chapter 12,
有几个希腊人要来见耶稣,
there's some Greeks that wanted to see the Lord Jesus.
他说我们要见耶稣,
they said we want to see Jesus.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是希腊人,
these Greeks,
他们跟随苏格拉底,
they follow Socrates.
他们跟随亚里士多德,
they follow Aristotle.
他们跟随柏拉图,
they follow Plato.
他们要把人间变成天,
they want to transform mankind into heaven.
500年了,
they spent 500 years.
他们没有把这个世界变成天,
they didn't transform this world into heaven.
所以他们说我们要见耶稣,
so that's why they said, we want to see Jesus.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
他们代表希腊人说我们的酒用尽了,
they represented the Greeks in saying, our wine has given out.
这个世界不可能变成天堂,
this world cannot become heaven.
所以主耶稣怎么说?
So what did the Lord Jesus say?
人子的荣耀的时候到了,
it's time for the Son of Man to receive glory.
现在是我把水变成酒的时候,
this is the time that I transform water into wine.
最后主耶稣我们上十字架,
in the end the Lord Jesus went onto the cross.
十字架就是那个酒渣,
the cross is that great wine press.
我们主耶稣为我们,
our Lord Jesus was crucified for us.
第三天从死里复活,
the third day he rose from the dead.
请记得,
remember,
他生命释放出来的时候,
when his life went forth,
就像葡萄美酒一样,
it's just like that wine given forth by the wine.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们是一个蒙恩得救的,
us who have been redeemed in faith, we can all testify. Our Lord has kept the best wine until the end. The more we are Christians, the more sweeter it is. Thank the Lord. Today, our wine never gives out. We are always satisfied. We are always joyful. Ever since Christ entered into us, not only have I transformed, those around me have transformed. All of New Zealand then can change. Then some people can climb down from the tree onto the ground. 2,000 years from now. Remember, this is the story of the true vine. So when God created the vine, when on the ground you find the vine, what do you learn? You'll know what the true vine looks like. So thank the Lord. 2,000 years ago, when the true vine appeared, we see this. We understand. Indeed, what the Lord Jesus accomplished on the cross, not only forgiven our sins, but has also given us the best life. So thank the Lord. This is the gospel. You see that? This shows us the heavens and the earth that God created was beautiful. Sin had not entered into this world. Do you understand? When God created man, you could see that heaven and earth could be distinguished but not separated. In the Garden of Eden, God could have fellowship with man. God could speak to Adam. God told Adam, you cannot eat of the tree, of the fruit of the trees of the knowledge of good and evil. In other words, eat of the tree of life. If you eat of the fruit of the tree of life, then the purpose of God could be fulfilled. But it's a shame. But you know, Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit. Then sin entered into this world. Everybody remember, sin not only causes man to separate from God, from that day on, man left God so far. Before we were saved, you see how far is man away from God. However far away heaven is from earth, then as far as man is away from God, it's sin that caused man and God to separate. Not only that, also sin caused heaven and earth to separate. Ever since heaven and earth separated, you can still appreciate the sunrise and the sunset and the dawn and dusk. But remember, but because sin polluted this world, when man sees the creation of God again, but you rarely see the condition of heaven. So ever since men fell, these images and sceneries of this world are still around. You go to Switzerland, it's still beautiful. You go to Scotland, it's still beautiful. But even though those sceneries are beautiful, because of sin, they all have been polluted. So when this world has been polluted, it tells us that man is corrupted by sin. Pollution tells us how terrible sin is.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
自从罪进到世界来,
ever since sin entered into this world, not only did it cause man and God to separate, it also caused heaven and earth to separate. So what is the work of the cross? The work of the cross is to do the work of recovery.
人犯罪,
man has sinned. Man Man had left home.
人变成浪子了,
man had become the prodigal son. Man has left God very far. Even until today, man says there is no God. Some say God is dead.
你看见人离开神有多远?
You see how far man is from God?
人陷到罪恶里面,
man has entered into sin.
可怕的罪恶,
it's terrible sin.
你看见吗?
You see that?
现在不光是有一个是地狱洞,
not only do you find one hellhole,
从前的地狱洞是在 Bay of the Island.
What, the hellhole used to be in the Bay of Islands.
现在全世界每个地方都是地狱洞.
All over the world, it's the hellhole.
在纽约有地狱洞.
In New York, it's hellhole.
在苏格兰有地狱洞.
Scotland, you see a hellhole.
在巴西有地狱洞.
In Brazil, you see a hellhole.
到处都是地狱洞.
Everywhere in this world, you find the hellhole. Why?
因为人离开神.
Because man has left God.
所以人一天到晚就在地狱的门口，在那里玩，在那里游玩的.
So man is playing around at the hole of hell.
所以你知道吗?
So you know that? Ever since men fell and sinned against God,
神怎么形容吗?
What did God describe this?
知道不知道主耶稣第一次来的时候?
You know when the Lord Jesus came the first time?
他的工作从哪里开始?
Where did his work begin?
他的工作是死海附近开始.
His work began near the Dead Sea.
那里有一条河叫做约旦河.
There is a river there called the River Jordan.
那个河离开死海不远的.
That river is not far away from the Dead Sea. When the Lord Jesus came to the earth, he wants to be a savior.
他从哪里开始?
Where did he start his work?
从死海附近.
From the Dead Sea.
为什么?
Why?
因为死海的心就代表人堕落的心.
Because the condition of the Dead Sea reflects the condition of man.
你知道死海什么意思吗?
What is the Dead Sea?
你假定这个地球啊, 你假定这个地球像我们人的脸一样,
imagine the world being like the face of a man.
那有一天这个人受了伤了,
and one day you see a scar on this man.
我们中国人讲说人破了相了, 受了很大的伤,
and he has a big scar on his face.
那么这个伤呢是很深很深的伤,
and this scar is very deep.
那么从土耳其,
starting from Turkey,
一直到非洲,
all the way to Africa.
你知道有一个很大的伤痕.
You find a great scar.
Cleft.
Cleft.
那么结果那个很大的峡谷啊, 有一条很长很长的一个 valley, 很深的深的,
a great long valley.
那么这个最深在什么地方呢?
Where is it the deepest?
最深就是死海.
The deepest is in the Dead Sea.
因为这是人类地球上最低的地方.
Because it's the lowest place on this earth.
是海平面底下400公尺的地方.
It's 400 meters below the sea level.
请记得,
remember,
不可能比那个再深.
You can't go deeper than that.
人自从堕落犯罪以后,
ever since men fell,
不光人堕落,
not only did man fall,
你看这个世界和从前不一样了,
this world is no longer like it used to be.
你看这个世界留掉的伤痕,
this world left a great scar.
这个伤痕就告诉我们人已经犯了罪,
this scar tells us that man has sinned.
那么这个罪到底有多深?
How deep is this sin?
你只要到死海深摸一摸你就知道,
so you just have to touch the water of the sea and you'll know.
那是人类地球最低最低的地方.
It's the deepest place on earth.
但是请记得,
but remember,
就在那个死海的附近,
near the Dead Sea,
主耶稣要做一个工作,
the Lord Jesus is going to do a work.
你看见吗?
You'll discover that.
死海你找不掉一点的生命,
you cannot find any life in the Dead Sea.
人性的堕落就像死海一样,
men fallen in sin is just like the Dead Sea.
那请问我们,
but let us ask this question,
什么时候地中海能变成像加利利海一样?
When can the Dead Sea become like the Sea of Galilee?
加利利充满了生命,
the Sea of Galilee is full of life.
不再是苦的水乃是甜的水,
no longer a bitter water, but sweet water. This world is just like a bitter water. All of us are like Dead Sea.
没有得救前都这样,
before we saved, we're like that. But don't forget,
我们的主来到地上,
when the Lord Jesus came to this world, he started his work from the Dead Sea.
你明白吗?
You understand that?
从那里开始工作,
he started from there.
结果我们知道他去要完成他的工作.
There he wanted to complete his work.
所以请记得,
please remember,
从人堕落犯罪以后,
ever since men fell,
神怎么表现我们堕落犯罪的情形?
How did God explain our fallen nature?
借着地震,
through earthquake,
借着火山,
through volcanoes,
这个地球就有了很大的变动,
there's big shifts on the land of men,
然后就有了许多的伤痕,
and there are many scars,
然后最深的伤痕就是死海所代表的,
and the deepest scar is that represented by the Dead Sea.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
请记得,
remember,
这就是主耶稣的工作了,
This is the work of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus started the work from there. And then he was crucified for us on the cross. But when he was crucified on the cross, sin caused man and God to be separated. But now, the Lord Jesus crucified on the cross. He wanted us who are enemies of God to be reconciled to God. There was a true story that happened. A father and a son had a great argument. And the son left home. Never wanted to return. But one day the mom was very sick. The father sent a telegram to his son. Said, your mother is sick, please return. But they never untied the knot between them. So the father was on one side and then the son was on the other side. So before the mom was going to depart, she used her last breath. On the one hand, she held the hand of the father. On the one hand, held the hand of her son. Used the last breath that she had. And she placed both hands in her bosom, and she had her last breath. 2,000 years ago, our Lord Jesus on the cross. On the one hand, he held our hand. On the other hand, held the hand of the Father. On the cross, he connected the two hands. And he said, it is finished. Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Brothers and sisters, on the cross, the Lord Jesus allowed us to be reconciled to God. If you accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior, remember, you're no longer far away from God. You can return to the Father's house. You can be so close to God, you cannot be closer. This is what the Lord Jesus did. The cross of the Lord Jesus is so that man and God could be united. Us prodigal sons can return to the house of the Father. This is the salvation of the cross. But not only that, on the cross, our Lord Jesus is that heavenly ladder. On the one hand, he held heaven. On the other hand, he held earth. On the cross, he caused heaven and earth to be connected again. Remember, if you accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior,
你得救以后,
after you're saved, you see that this earth is different now.
同样的一块地,
the same place where you are. When you see the sunrise, the sunset, the stars, the beautiful moon, you see the whole creation of God. It reminds you of the Garden of Eden. And if you return to the Garden of Eden, no matter where you go, it reminds you of the Creator of the universe.
为什么?
Why?
因为蒙恩得救以后,
because after you're saved,
十字架上,
on the cross, on the one hand, the Lord Jesus is our mediator, so that man and God could be united. On the other hand, he is the heavenly ladder, so that heaven and earth could be united.
那现在呢,
now,
我们在哪里呢?
Where are we?
我们仍旧在地上,
we're still on earth,
但是是地上的天堂,
but it's the heaven on earth.
我们在地好像在天一样,
we're on earth as if we're in heaven.
你在纽西兰是纽西兰,
you're in New Zealand, it's New Zealand. You're in New York, it's also New Zealand. Scotland, it's also New Zealand.
你什么地方,
everywhere you are,
住在哪里,
wherever the Lord is, there is heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
You see that?
你不需要跑到纽西兰叫什么，才知道什么叫伊甸园。
You don't have to come to New Zealand to see what is in the garden.
你无论什么地方，
no matter where you're at,
你看你在地好像在天。
When you're on earth, as if you're in heaven.
这不是我们的救恩，
isn't this our salvation?
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
难道给你看见， 好像想起一点那个 伊甸园的情形。
South Island should remind you a little bit of what the Garden of Eden was.
但是堕落环境。
But after men's sin and fell.
你看神的审判就临到这个世界。
Then the judgment hand of God came upon this world.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
火山也好。
Whether the volcano.
地震也好。
Whether earthquake.
代表什么呢？
What does it represent?
代表神的震怒。
It represents the wrath of God.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
You see that?
等到哪里有火山，哪里有地震。
Wherever there's volcanoes, there's earthquakes.
你看见没有？
You see that?
这里好像给我们看见神的震怒。
Yeah, as if you see the wrath of God.
这是北岛的特点。
This is the special feature of the North Island.
你奥克兰为什么这么美丽呢？
Why is Auckland so beautiful?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
奥克兰所以美丽。
Auckland is beautiful.
因为附近有几十座的火山。
Because there are many volcanoes around it.
就在这个地方。
Just in this area.
换一句话说。
In other words.
这个地方曾经被震击打过。
So this place was struck before.
这些风雨地震这个火山曾经爆发过。
These tempestuous volcanoes exploded before.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
神是公义的神。
God is the God of righteousness.
谁说神不是公义？
Who said God is not righteous?
所以弟兄姊妹，因着神的公义。
Because the righteousness of God.
我们怎么知道？
How do we know that?
我们怎么叫神的公义？
How do we know the righteousness of God?
借着地震，借着火山。
Through volcanoes, through earthquakes.
你知道神是公义的神。
You know that God is the God of righteousness.
你知道有一个很有名的文豪叫 Bernard。
You know, there was a very famous person named Bernard Shaw.
文豪大文学家。
He's a great literary scholar.
他叫大文豪叫做肖伯纳。
And his name is Bernard Shaw.
他说我从来不相信有地狱的。
So I never believed there is hell.
一直等到有一天我到纽西兰访问 Rotorua.
Until I came to Rotorua.
所以请记得。
Remember.
所有到洛特鲁瓦的人
Everyone that's been to Rotorua
你知道你如果真正看见你如果好好看见你如果真正看见那里那许多情一定是很特别的
On the one hand, when you see it, it's very special
但是你觉得这好像就在地狱的门
But you feel as if you're in the gate of hell
你好尤其当你经过你我们如你过去过洛特鲁瓦的话
If you've been to Rotorua
你从那个地方走过的话
After you'vePass through it
你很容易就叫你想起火湖的
yeah, it reminds you of the lake of fire
那圣经里面讲的火湖一点都不错的
in the bible when it describes the lake of fire is this
你知道主耶稣说地狱的虫是不死的火是不灭的
you know when the lord jesus described the lake of fire is that the worms don't die and the fire don't get put out
你知道原因什么呢
what is the reason
因为耶路撒冷啊
because in jerusalem
他们普通把垃圾都倒在城外
they would dump the trash outside or the rubbish outside of the city
那个叫 Hinnom Valley 叫西嫩谷
and it's called the Hinnom Valley
所以如果你那个时候主耶稣那个时候你到西嫩谷去看的话
so if you go to the Hinnom Valley during the Lord Jesus time
你看那里火一直烧着
you see that the fire continuously burns 而且那里
虫是不死的
and the worms don't die there
所以犹太人认为说在西嫩谷那一带叫做火湖或者叫做地狱
so the Jews would consider that place the lake of fire or hell
所以为什么有地狱这句话呢
Why is that word hell around?
或者为什么后来有火湖这件事呢
Or why is there such thing as the lake of fire?
这个东西根本就在耶路撒冷外面的
So because it is outside of the city
在城外你所看见的情形
So the condition you see outside of the city
但主耶稣告诉我们
The Lord Jesus told us
地狱的虫是不灭的火是不死的
The worms don't die and the fire don't get put out
所以将来新天新地的时候
So in the new heavens and the new earth
我们就要有一个新的耶路撒冷。
There is a new Jerusalem.
请记得
，Remember，
你到城外去看。
Go outside of the city.
在新耶路撒冷的西嫩谷
，in the hidden valley of the new Jerusalem，
你就看到火湖了。
You probably see the lake of fire.
所有撒谎的
，so all the liars，
所有犯罪的
，sinners，
圣经告诉我们说
，what the Bible tells us，
通通要在那里。
They will all be there.
所以请记得
，Remember，
到了那一天的时候
，that day。
你等到你到城外去所看见的情形
The condition you see outside of the city
就好像你走在 Rotorua 一样
As if you're walking through Rotorua
你到了那个 Wonderland 你到了 Thermal Wonderland 你到里面稍微走一走的时候
If you go to the Thermal Wonderland Just walk through that area
你看见那个火你看见有的地方是滚烫滚烫的
You'll see that there's boiling water in many areas
好几个火山口对不对
Many a volcanic holes、right?
那些地方真的叫你觉得很可怕
Those places cause you to be terrified
但尤其有一个地方是一大 片的。
And there's some large, especially this large little lake pond thing.
你从你从上面看下去的时候
，You look at it from the top.
你觉得好像画家的色盘一样。
As if it's the, that the pastel the you know the.
那画家他需要有颜色很多的盘，色盘彩色的盘子。
The plate of colors that the artist used.
那就好像有很多很多的不同颜色的。
Color pan or yeah, many colors.
但是当你从那里经过的时候
，But as you go through that place，
你真的能看见那里好像真的像火湖一样。
It's just that you go into the lake of fire。
请大家记得
，Brothers, sisters, remember，
这个不过是 illustration。
This is but an illustration。
这个不过叫你容易想象将来的新耶路撒冷。
That this can only allow you to imagine that in New Jerusalem,
新耶路撒冷真的是 literal 的，真的有这么个。
New Jerusalem is a literal place.
那将来新天和新地也真的有这么个地方。
And the new heavens and new earth will be such a place.
将来地狱也真的有这么个地方。
Hell is also such a place.
请记得。
Remember.
你说地狱是什么样子呢
？What is the what does the hell look like?
你只要到 Brother Ruah 就很清楚。
If you go to Brother Ruah, you'll get a good impression.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
你看见没有
？You see that?
这就给我们。看，当人堕落犯罪以后
，You see that after men sin and fell，
人就落在神的审判。
God had fallen under the judgment hand of God。
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord，
神爱世人。
God loved the world，
甚至将他独生子赐给他们。
That He gave His only begotten Son，
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life。
当人虐待我们的主 ，torture 我们的主。
When man tortured our Lord，
把我们的主钉在十字架
，and crucified him on the cross，
主耶稣第一句话
，the first phrase that the Lord Jesus uttered，
赦免他们
，Father forgive them，
因为他们所做的他们不知道
，because they do not know what they do。
请问大家
，Let me ask you this：
神要不要听这个祷告
？Is God going to hear his prayer？
如果神听主耶稣的祷告
，If the Father is to listen to the Lord Jesus，
他应该就赦免我们了。
If He answers that prayer, He has to forgive us。
我们是个罪人
，We are sinners。
神无缘无故赦免我们
，God cannot just forgive us for no reason。
神对我们充满了爱
，God loves us。
但神的公义在哪里
？But where is the righteousness of God？
Justice of God.
Justice of God.
所以弟兄姊妹
But so brothers,
这个宇宙不仅有爱，这个宇宙应该有 justice, 有公义。
So this universe not only should have love, but also justice.
所以请记得
So remember,
当主耶稣被犹大卖了
After the Lord Jesus was sold out by Judas,
当主耶稣被比拉多审判了
When he was judged by Pilate,
人说钉他十字架，钉他十字架
When people said crucify him, crucify him.
人对神做的最坏的一件事就是把他推上十字架
God did the worst, a man did the worst thing to God, and that was to crucify him.
但是主耶稣对人做的最大的一件事
But the greatest thing that the Lord Jesus did for mankind was this.
主啊，赦免他们
He prayed, Father, forgive them.
赦免这些人
Forgive such ones.
赦免这些把我钉在十字架上
Forgive these ones that have crucified me.
是我们的罪叫主耶稣钉在十字架
It was our sins that crucified the Lord Jesus.
现在我们要问
Now we want to ask.
神要不要听主耶稣的祷告
Is the Father going to answer the Lord Jesus' prayer?
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗
You see that?
神听他的祷告
God heard his prayer.
但如果神要听他儿子的祷告
But if God is going to answer his son's prayer
他不只要满足神的爱
He not only needs to satisfy his love
也要满足他的公义
He has to satisfy his justice
因着这个原因
So because of this
现在他要亲自钉他的儿子
Now he had to crucify his son
本来是人把主耶稣钉在十字架上
Before it was man crucifying God
如果光是人把主耶稣钉在十字架上
If it was justMan crucifying the Lord Jesus.
这不是救恩
This is not salvation.
请记得
Remember.
有的人说
Some people say.
因为犹大把主耶稣出卖了
Because Judas sold out the Lord Jesus.
所以我们就有了救恩了
So that's why we have salvation.
所以犹大好像有点功劳有点贡献
So as if Judas has some contribution.
没有这件事
No such thing.
犹大和比拉多人最多的把主耶稣钉在十字架上
Judas and Pilate, all they could do was to crucify him on the cross.
光这个不能救我们不能救你不能救我
But this could not save you or me.
乃是等到主耶稣听他儿子的祷告。
But was when God listened to the prayer of the Son.
他为着要完成他的救恩。
In order to fulfill his salvation.
那现在怎么办呢
？What does he do?
他要亲自把他儿子钉在十字架上。
He was going to crucify his son.
他让他的儿子站在我们的地位上。
He allowed his son to take our place.
结果怎么样呢?
Then what did he do?
结果神的杖就落在他儿子的身上。
Then the rod of God came upon his son.
因为所有的罪都归在主耶稣的身上。
Because all of our sins were on upon our Lord Jesus.
所以当神举起他愤怒的杖的时候。
So when he raised his wrath, a staff of wrath,
就落在他儿子的身上。
Struck his son.
但是请记得。
But remember,
圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible tells us.
他的儿子乃是万古的磐石，一寸乃是Rock of ages.
His son is the rock of ages.
结果这个杖打在这个磐石上。
And that rock struck that rock.
像火山爆炸一样。
Just like a volcanic explosion.
你知道说圣在哥哥他所发生的就像大火山一样。
The story of Calvary is the story of a volcano exploding.
就在黑门山下。
Right below Mount Hermon.
有一个很大的磐石。
Today you'll find a huge rock.
这个磐石本来是完整的一块磐石。
That rock used to be complete.
是以色列那代最古老的磐石。
It was the most ancient rock of Israel.
但是有一天。
But one day.
等到地震来了。
When there was a huge rock.
火山来了。
Huge volcano that exploded.
结果那个大的磐石就裂开了。
That huge rock was cracked.
结果黑门山下的水。
So then the water from Mount Hermon,
本来有很多的雪的
a lot of snow up top,
结果雪就变成水了
and the snow became water.
结果水就经过了裂开的磐石就流出来了
That water flowed then through the cleft rock.
所以诗篇四十二篇
So that's why Psalm 42 tells us,
神啊我心渴慕你
Lord, I pant after you,
好像鹿渴慕溪水一样
As the deer pants after the water.
诗篇四十二篇
If you study Psalm 42,
那个鹿在哪里呢
Where is that deer?
那个鹿就在黑门山下。
The deer was at the foot of Mount Hermon.
本来他看见山上的雪。
Before when he saw the snow upon the top of Mount Hermon.
他看见那
滴
水。
He saw the water up top.
他不能得到甘冰。
But it was not accessible. It was not. He could not quench his thirst.
你看见吗？
You see that?
等到有一天天崩地裂了。
But one day when the huge earthquake shook the heavens and earth.
磐石裂开了。
And when the huge rock was cleft.
结果水就流出来了。
Then the water flowed forth.
那这个时候呢，鹿就能够。就那个饮那个溪水。
This time the deer could take of that water.
本来水在山上。
Before the water was on the mountain.
现在水进到鹿的里面来了。
Now the water entered into the deer.
这个故事什么故事呢
？What is that story?
这是磐石裂开的。
That is the story of the cleft rock.
这是火山的故事。
This is the story of a volcano.
听说那个火山爆发。
Because that volcano exploded.
现在有个湖叫做加利利湖。
Now there is a lake called the Lake of Galilee.
这个加利利湖乃代表。这个整个火山以后所带来的祝福。
That Lake of Galilee represents all the blessings after that explosion of the volcano. How is that possible?
这是不可能的。
This is impossible.
神的审判到哪里？
Where's the justice of God?
他的 destruction, 他的毁坏就到哪里？
Wherever, then his destruction ought to reach.
这些怎么变成祝福的？
How did these become blessings?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见没有？
You see that?
因为我们的主就是那个永久的磐石。
Because our Lord Jesus is the eternal rock.
黑门山下那个磐石
，That rock on the foot of Mount Hermon，
乃是给虽然是地上的
，Even though it's earthly，
但是叫我们想起天上那个永久的磐石。
It reminds us of that eternal rock in heaven。
所以当那个磐石裂开的时候
，So when that rock was cracked，
水就流出来了
，And the water flowed forth。
所以请记得
，So remember，
我们本来都是干渴的
，We used to be thirsty。
但是自从我们主为我们钉十字架
，But ever since our Lord Jesus was crucified for us，
磐石裂开了
，After the rock was cracked，
水就流出。
The water flowed forth.
到最后就变成加利利海了。
At the end became the Lake of Galilee.
里面就充满了生命。
Then it's full of life.
请问记得。
Remember.
这个会死以后的就生复活。
This life out of death.
这个毁坏以后的是重生。
This resurrection after destruction
是怎么来的
？How did it come?
这个祝福怎么来的
？How did this blessing come?
按理来讲，这些火山。或者代表神的审判的。
So these volcanoes also represent the justice of God.
结果，请记得。
But remember,
因着主耶稣在十字架上的工作。
But because of the finished work of the Lord Jesus on the cross,
这些就变成祝福。
These have become blessings.
我们在一八多少年的时候
？18 something.
我们在就在附近有一个火山爆发。
Close by there was a huge volcano exploding.
本来有两个小湖的。
There used to be two little lakes.
结果两个小湖一震的结果，最后变成比原来的小湖要大20倍。
And then there was these two lakes that became 20 times the original traumatized.
在那次地震里面，父亲冲动的死。
And then after that earthquake, after that volcano, everything died in the area.
没有生命的。
No life was left.
但如果今天你坐船在那个湖上经过的话，
But if you take a boat ride along that river to that long lake today, you see full of life there.
但这个生命，
But that life
是死亡里面得出来的生命。
Is a life out of death.
这个祝福乃是经过审判以后的祝福。
So this blessing came forth after judgment.
请问大家，
everyone ask
这是什么故事？
What is that story?
这个不就是十字架的故事吗？
Isn't this the story of the cross?
我们应该受审判。
We ought to be judged.
我们应该受咒诅。
We ought to be cursed.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们终于蒙恩得救了。
We have finally been saved.
所以现在第七记着。
So now remember.
我们所有的祝福。
All of our blessings.
我们今天每天所经过的。
All everythingthat we go through.
就好像你们在北岛一样。
It's as if you are here in the North Island.
这里的美丽。
The beauty here.
这里的祝福。
The blessing here.
是代表经过审判的。
It speaks of being coming forth out of judgment.
但这里的教训是什么？
But what is the teaching here?
就是给我们看见。
The lesson here is this.
因着主耶稣为我们钉十字架。
Because the Lord Jesus was crucified for us.
他把祝福带给我们。
He gave us his blessing.
他把生命带给我们。
He gave us his life.
但这个生命是死亡里面出来的生命。
But this life is out of death.
这个生命是死而复活的。
This life is a life of resurrection.
保罗说死在我身上发动。
Paul says death originates in me.
Operates
in me.
结果生就在别人身上发动。
So that life can be shown forth in everyone else.
保罗有根刺在他身上。
Paul said there was a thorn in his side.
他三次求主叫他离开，叫他挪开那根刺。
Three times he asked the Lord to remove that thorn.
但主说我的恩典要在软弱的身上显得完全。
So because the Lord said my grace is shown complete on those that are weak.
那根刺
That thorn,
就好像一个船要经过的时候碰到个礁石，怎么样都走不过去。
As if this boat is going through the water and then comes upon this huge rock,
过谁呀？怎么样都过不去。
Can't pass through.
结果保罗说：“神啊，求你把这个 rock 礁石拿走。
”And then Paul said, "Can you remove that rock out of my way?"
结果神没有把礁石拿走。
But then God did not remove that rock.
神让恩典的水涨高。
So then he allowed the water of grace to rise up.
等到是恩典的水漫过礁石的时候
，So when that water raised up above that rock，
你看见保罗的船就从上面经过
，Then Paul's boat could go through it。
所以他告诉我们说
，So he told us，
虽然死在他身上发动
，Even though that death was operating in Paul，
结果生就在你我这些人身上发动
，Then life is resonates in you and I。
这个祝福是什么祝福
？What is this blessing？
这个祝福就死而复活所带给我们的祝福。
This is the blessing of death and resurrection。
所以请记得
，So remember this。
今天你从这个岛经过
，So as you pass through this island，
无论南岛也好
，Whether South Island，
无论北岛也好。
The North Island.
你看见这些的风景带给我们很重要的讯息。
These sceneries bring an important message to us.
你看见吗？
实
在说来，北岛这个地壳是非常不稳的。
Actually, the Earth's crust is not very solid in the North Island.
所以你们真的是住在地狱门的附近。
So you are really truly living at the gate of hell.
你不知道什么时候事情会发生，你
都不知道。You don't know when it's going to shake and
turn. 但是你今天所享受的美丽。
But the beauty that you enjoy today.
尤其你从北边这个下来，这个第一次看到奥克兰的时候。
So especially when you take that flight and you're coming into Auckland.
我个人是这样感觉。
I personally feel.
我觉得如果地上有一个城叫你想起新耶路撒冷，应该是奥克兰才对。
So I personally feel there's a city that reminds you of New Jerusalem ought to be Auckland.
有人说是新加坡，因为新加坡是个花园城。
So some people say Singapore because it's a garden city.
但是你如果真的看，你如果真的看见纽西兰这一带的景色的
，But if you really see the scenery in this area，
但是不要忘记
，Don't forget，
证明说人堕落了
，It reminds you that man has fallen。
十字架代表神的审判
，The cross represents the judgment of God。
十字架要代表神的祝福
，But the cross also represents the blessing of God。
那个祝福是因为磐石裂开了
，That blessing comes forth because of the rock being crushed。
所以今天你们有一个湖叫做 Taupo 湖
，So that's why you have a lake Taupo。
就像 新加坡那么大
is as big as all of Singapore.
请记得
remember,
你如果真的在那个稍微稍你真的在那里欣赏那片景色
as you are enjoying that scenery there,
我们知道这个怎么来的
how did it come forth?
曾经有过地震
there were earthquakes,
曾经有过火山
there were volcanoes,
那一带曾经有过大的变动
the area had some huge changes.
结果你看见现在所带来的祝福
so the blessing that it brings forth today,
那个水就像就像整个的新加坡那么大
That water is as big as all of Singapore.
你看见这些给纽西兰带来多少的丰富
And brought so much a blessing to the people of New Zealand.
所以从这里就很清楚
So here it's very clear.
你看见今天许多人需要到纽西兰来学一些功课
So many people have to come all the way to New Zealand to learn some lessons.
那这就是我们蒙恩得救的故事
So this is the story of our salvation.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
我们的生命是死从死里出来的生命
Our life is out of death.
我们今天的祝福乃是审判以后的祝福。
So our blessing today is a blessing after judgment.
都是因着耶稣基督的缘故。
It's because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是地狱的材料。
We are the materials of hell.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们没有话说。
We have nothing to say.
我们这些人应该受审判。
We ought to be judged.
我们应该受咒诅。
We ought to be cursed.
弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
今天我们蒙了何等的祝福
We have received such blessing today.
都是因为磐石为我们裂开
Because the rock was cleft for us.
然后黑门的水就流下来
Then the water from Mount Hermon has flowed.
然后就充满了整个加利利海
And filled the all of Sea of Galilee.
请记得
Remember,
加利利海和死海是个强烈的对比
The Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea are a huge contrast.
主耶稣从死海开始工作
Our Lord Jesus started his work from the Dead Sea.
到了最后的时候
In the end,
为我们钉十字架
when he was crucified for us,
给我们看那故事什么故事呢
he shows us what kind of story
就是磐石裂开的故事
the story of the rock being cleft
结果加利利海就形成了
then the Sea of Galilee was formed
那不光这样
not only that
等到主耶稣回来以前
when the Lord, before the Lord Jesus returned
你记住以西结的预言
if you study the prophecy of Ezekiel
等到最后一次最后一次等到最后一个晚的时候
And when you come upon the last bowl,
我们知道启示录有七个号
In the book of Revelation,
有七个印，七个号跟七个碗
You find seven signs, seven trumpets, and seven bowls.
那到第七个碗的时候
When you come to the seventh bowl,
那是主回来以前发生最大的一件事
It is the greatest event before our Lord Jesus returns.
那个时候是全球性的大地震
And it's an earthquake that is a global earthquake.
全球性的大地震
The whole global earthquake
这是将来最后所要发生的事
This is what's going to happen in that last great event
但是就是因着这个缘故
But because of this
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us
这个耶路撒冷啊就震成三块
The Jerusalem will be split in three parts
而且忽然间呢发现耶路撒冷有泉源。
All of a sudden, you discover a spring in Jerusalem.
那个泉源在哪里呢
？Where is that spring?
就是今天的圣殿，在摩利亚山。
It's on Mount Moriah, the Temple Mount.
就在圣殿的底下
，right beneath the temple.
结果磐石裂开了
，then the rock was cleft.
然后从那里呢，就流出水泉来。
There will flow forth rivers of water.
有一半的水流向地中海
，half of it will flow to the Mediterranean.
还有一半的水根据以西结一直流到死海。
Half of it, according to Ezekiel, will flow all the way to the Dead Sea.
然后就把死海的水变甜了。
And then will transform the Dead Sea water from salt water to sweet water.
然后这个死海的附近到处都是树。
And then you'll see trees around the Dead Sea.
然后死海的附近到处打我打鱼的渔夫。
You'll find that there are fishermen all around the Dead Sea.
这什么意思
？What does that mean?
等到主耶稣回来的时候
，When the Lord Jesus returns,
他要把死海变成加利利海。
He will transform the Dead Sea into the Sea of Galilee.
这是将来要发生的事。
This is what's going to happen.In the future. But don't forget,
神用这个预言
God uses this prophecy
给我们看见他在我们身上所做的事
What he is doing in us.
今天他已经把死海变成加利利海
Today he has already transformed the Dead Sea into the Sea of Galilee.
今天在我们身上
Today in us.
你看见吗
You see that?
无论我们到哪里
No matter where we go.
我们就把天堂带到哪里
We bring heaven there.
We bring
the blessing there.
所以主在我们上已经做了这么奇妙的工作。
So the Lord Jesus has already done a great work in us.
不要忘记,
don't forget.
这就是主耶稣第一次来和第二次来他所要做的工作。
This is what the Lord Jesus is going to do the first time he comes and the second time he comes.
第二次来的时候,
when he comes the second time,
他已经叫天与地在十字架已经连接了。
He already allowed heaven and earth to be united.
他要做更彻底的工作。
He's going to do a more complete work.
那个时候沙漠要流出江河来。
That day, you'll see that there'll be rivers flowing out of the desert.
沙漠要开花像伊甸园一样。
The desert will bloom forth just like the Garden of Eden.
沙地阿拉伯要恢复到伊甸园。
All of Saudi Arabia will return to life to be like the Garden of Eden. Remember,
这个叫什么?
What is it?
这个就是叫我们曾经伊甸园失去了，结果伊甸园又得着了。
So to allow us to see that once the Garden of Eden was lost, but will be recovered.
Paradise lost, 现在 paradise regained. 现在 paradise 又重新恢复了。
So paradise was lost, now it's regained.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
你看见这个就是主在我们身上所做的。
So this is what the Lord Jesus is doing in us.
所以一个是南岛，一个是北岛。
One is the South Island, one is the North Island.
你能够学到一个非，你根据圣经能学到非常重要的功课。
According to the Bible, you can learn a very important lesson.
那么好了。
Now, after we're saved, we return to the Garden of Eden, right? Ever since we received the Lord Jesus into our hearts,
你知道吗?
Do you know that?
这个, 你知道圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible tells us this.
这个十字架是在一个园子里面。
The cross is actually in a garden.
这是路加约翰福音告诉我们。
This is what the Gospel of John tells us.
而圣经又告诉我们,
the Bible also tells us.
耶稣挂在树上。
The Lord Jesus was crucified on a tree.
那么这个树在哪里? 这个树是在园子里。
Where was this tree? This tree was in the garden.
请记得,
remember,
当主耶稣为我们钉在十字架,
when the Lord Jesus was crucified for us on the cross,
这个十字架,
this cross,
对你和我就变成了生命树。
For you and I is the tree of life.
所以所有相信耶稣基督的人,
so all that believe in the Lord Jesus,
感谢主,
thank the Lord,
我们今天已经都是接受生命树果子的人。
We are all ones that receive the fruit of the tree of life.
所以明白吗?
So you understand that?
现在我们都有基督的生命在我们里面。
So now we all have the life of Christ in us.
我们已经回到伊甸园。
So we return to the Garden of Eden.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
神在我们身上要把我们带回到永远，不光人没有堕落以前的情形。
God not only wants to bring us all the way back to before man's fall.
神要把我们带回他永远的距离。
He wants to bring us back to His eternal purpose.
所以他在我们身上工作。
So He is doing a work in us.
所以你记不记得有一天主耶稣怎么说呢？
Do you remember once the Lord Jesus said this?
他说我是世上的光。
He said, I am the light of the world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗。
Those who follow me will no longer be in darkness.
要得着生命的光,
to receive the light of life.
这里的光不是机械的光,
this light is not an artificial light.
Mechanical
light. No, not mechanical.
这个光乃是生命的光,
this life is, light is the light of life.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
稀奇的,
isn't it amazing?
什么叫做生命的光?
What does it mean, the light of life?
我一直在主面前想,
I was kept on thinking,
什么叫生命的光?
What is the light of life?
那么我小的时候啊,
when I was young,
因为我们在逃难的时候,
when we were fleeing from the war,
我们常常在野地里跑来跑去,
we were running in the wild,
我们看见有很多的萤火虫,
we'll see many fireflies.
那么有的人就把萤火虫就放在一个纸盒子里面就可以读书的,
oftentimes we would collect these fireflies in a bag and then we would be able to read under the fireflies.
那这萤火虫是发光的,
now these fireflies they give forth light.
这个光不是机械的光,
this light is not mechanical.
这光是生命的光,
this light is the light of life.
你知道它的生命越强啊, 它的光就越亮,
the more mature, the brighter the light is.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
保罗约翰怎么说呢?
What did John say?
神就是光,
God is light.
我们若行在光中,
if we walk in the light,
我们就与神相交,
we have fellowship with God.
主耶稣怎么说呢?
What did the Lord Jesus say?
你们是地上的盐,
you are the salt of the earth.
你们也是世上的光,
you're also the light of the world.
那么弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这什么意思?
What is this?
我们每一个人里面都有基督的生命,
all of us have the life of Christ.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
今天我们怎么行走在地上,
how do we walk on this earth?
我们不是根据外面的光,
we do not walk according to the light of this world.
生命会发光的,
this life gives forth light.
然后你在这个光底下你就可以走路的,
and under this light you can walk.
在那个生命的光底下你可以看书可以走路的,
and under that light you can be able to read, you can be able to walk.
刚开始的时候,
in the beginning,
是五烛光,
Then you confess your sins.
因为主神是信实是公义的。
Because God is righteous and faithful.
你看主耶稣血要洗净我们的罪。
The blood of Jesus is going to wash our sins.
结果两个点不见了。
Then those two spots are gone.
你觉得你干净了。
You think that you're clean.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
因为你只有五烛光。
But because you only have five candlelight.
所以你看见两个灯的。
You only saw two spots.
慢慢你长大了。
But when you grow up.
五十烛光了。
When you have 50 candlelight.
那五十烛光就不得了了。
Then when you have 50 candlelight.
现在你不只看见两个，看见三个。
You not only see two spots.
You see three. 你的缺斑也看见了。
You then you see your freckles as well.
本来缺斑看不见。
Before you couldn't see your freckles.
因为光太强了。
Because the light is so bright.
你说我本来以为我很好的。
I thought it was pretty good.
结果现在我有缺斑了。
Now I start to see freckles.
我缺斑也是一种美呀。
Freckles is actually pretty beautiful.
But anyway, 不管怎么样。要紧，如果是污秽的话呢
？But if it's dirty,
那么你要认自己的罪。
You have to confess your sins.
所以这个时候呢？因为你看有十个点了
，because you see 10 spots，
所以你就认自己的罪。
So you confess your sins，
神是信实的
，God is faithful，
是公义的
，righteous。
好了，你结果一顺服了以后
，after you submitted，
生命又长大了
，and the life grows up。
现在五百烛光了
，500 candlelight。
所以明白吗
？Now you understand？
你越圣洁
，the more holy you are，
越靠近主
，the closer you are to God，
生命的光就越强
，then the brighter is the light。
你越顺服这个光
，the more you submit to that light，
你的生命就长大了
，then your life grows up。
这是基督徒成长的故事。
This is the process of growth of Christians.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
现在你明白了
？Now you understand？
这样的人就是得胜的人。
These people are the overcomers.
这样的人就是长大的人。
These are the ones that are mature ones.
你读到什么？你读到这个保罗书信的。
If you read the epistles of Paul，
圣经说万物都在那里叹息。
That all creation groans.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们浮在虚空里面。
Because they dwell in void, emptiness.
他们在等候有一天神的众子能够显现。
They're waiting for the sons of God to appear.
这什么意思
？What does that mean？
许多时候我们不大懂这句话。
Sometimes we don't understand.
什么叫做神的众子呢
？What are the sons of God？
原来呀、啊，我们都是神的儿女。
Actually, we are all children of God。
这个神的儿女要长大的。
The children of God need to grow up。
今天在世界上，神是把我们藏在这个世界。
And this God hides us in this world today。
但有一天
，But one day，
你如果读马太福音十三章的话
，If you study Matthew chapter 13，
告诉我们
，The Bible tells us，
将来我们在神的国度里面
，When we are in the kingdom of God，
我们要在天上发光的。
We are to shine in the kingdom of heaven。And then giving forth light like the sunlight.
这什么意思
？What does that mean?
主耶稣回来以后
，After the Lord Jesus returned,
你看见那些所有在主里面成熟的基督徒
，All the mature Christians in the Lord.
结果他要把它摆在空中
，The Lord is going to place God is going to place them in heaven.
那个时候你在地上你就看见好多的星星在天上
，So when you look up and see there many stars in heaven.
你明白吗
？You see that?
这个是什么呢？这个乃是神的种子。
This are the sons of God.
它里面都有基督的生命。
It has the life of Christ.
你看见神就是光。
God is light.
他们行走在光中。
They walk in the light.
而且他们得着生命的光。
They want to receive the light of life.
他们在主面前长进了。
They had grow up in the Lord.
那么弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
等到主耶稣回来的时候
，When the Lord Jesus returns，
有一天他把我们展览在空中。
One day he's going to display us in the heavens.
那么整个的万物就等候那一天发生。
All creation groans and waits for that day.
这什么意思
？What does that mean？
因为保罗说现在万物都浮在虚空之中。
Because Paul says everything is governed by
vanity
today.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
因为现在你看见天空许多的星星。
Because you see many stars today.
非常亮，对不对
？It's very bright, right？
但是没有多久，这个星星就迈向死亡了。
But slowly, this star will die.
大概在1970年的时候。
In 1970 something.
在英国。
In England.
一个天文台有一个。Graduate student, 他有一个很大的发现。
There was an astronomy graduate student. He had a great discovery.
他收到个信号。
He received a signal.
那个信号是非常有规律的。
It was very
这规律是个 regular.
Very regular.
Yeah, 他是到了，他到了一下就来了，到了一下就来了。
It had a very regular rhythm. The sound was like the sigh of man. It was sigh and then sigh again and sigh again. And when that sigh sound came through, then there would be a detector that would detect it on Earth.
那最起头以为说, 很可能是 Little Green Man, 就是那个绿人的空中的外太空绿人和我们讲话了。
In the beginning, he thought it was Martian speaking to him.
所以很多人很高兴啊。
So everybody was excited.
我们终于和他们, 通讯了。
We finally can communicate with Martians.
后来才晓得,
Later on, he discovered.
原来一个很大的星啊。
Actually, it's a big star.
但是慢慢慢慢走向死亡的星。
As he is walking toward death,
后来就变成 neutron star, 变成中子星,
it then becomes a neutron star.
到了他要死的时候,
before it's going to die,
好像叹息一样,
as if he is groaning.
没有多久就来一下信号, 没有多久又来一下信号。
He will send a very rhythmic signal.
保罗2000年前,
2000 years ago, Paul tells us that all creation groans.
2000年后,
2000 years later,
我们可以在仪器里面听见,
we can detect it using scientific detectors.
为什么?
Why?
因为科学也告诉我们说,
because scientists tell us,
不管太阳也好,
no matter the sun,
不管地球也好,
no matter the earth,
迟早有一天他们要走向末日,
one day they will enter into destruction.
为什么?
Why?
这种最近到了,
ever since sin entered into this world,
亲爱的弟兄姊,
brothers and sisters,
你看这是必然的现象,
these will occur.
所以这个世界是慢慢走向死亡的,
so this world is walking towards death.
所以万物在那叹息,
so all creation groans.
他巴不得能够享受生儿女的荣耀,
hoping that that day where the children of God can receive glory.
我们看见天上的星星,
when we see the stars of the heavens,
它是发亮的,
he shines.
但那个光是,
but that light is a mechanical light. There is no life to it. So all the stars that you see, don't forget, it's beautiful stars, beautiful lights. But according to the Bible, according to science, they are slowly dying.
那弟兄姊妹,
does this universe have hope?
所有这个宇宙有希望吗?
Does this universe have hope?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
希望在哪里?
Where is that hope?
希望就是在主耶稣所救赎回来这些人。
The hope is upon those whom the Lord Jesus has saved.
想想看,
think about it.
神有两般的儿女,
God has two people.
一般像海边的沙那么多,
one is like the sand of the seashore.
一般像天上的星那么多,
one group is like the stars of the heavens.
请记得,
remember,
当亚伯拉罕望天上的星的时候,
when Abraham saw the stars in heaven,
他数得过来吗?
Could he count them?
数不过,
he couldn't count them.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
亚伯拉罕是不是要告诉我们一些事?
Is Abraham telling us something?
为什么基督徒是像星一样?
Why are Christians like the stars in heaven?
因为根据圣经,
because according to the Bible,
我们若跟从我们的主,
if we follow our Lord Jesus,
我们要得着生命,
we'll receive the light of life.
这个生命光在我们里面要长大,
that light needs to grow up,
然后把我们带到成熟的境界,
brings us unto maturity.
到了主耶稣回来的时候,
before the Lord Jesus returns, he's going to display us in heaven.
请记得,
remember,
那个时候,
that time,
万物在欣赏神所做的时候,
all the creation will there appreciate all that God has done.
他们非常的稀奇,
they are very amazed.
这些在空中所发的光,
the light in heaven that they see, that light is the light of life. It's not the mechanical light of
life.
The mechanical light walks toward death. But because they received the life from the tree of life,
you
see it's different. So now as they grow up, God allows them to shine with Christ.
就好像太阳一样,
just like the sun,
基督就是太阳,
Christ is the sun.
所以他们被磨成神儿子的形象,
so because they have been conformed to the image of the Son of God,
到那一天,
that day,
你看神可以向这个堕落的宇宙,
God can tilt towards this fallen universe.
他的戏, 这个 old creation, 他旧的创造,
his old creation,
能告诉全宇宙说,
he can tell the whole universe,
你看神借耶稣基督所有的新的创造,
that through the Jesus Christ, there is a new creation.
你看见的所有的 galaxy, 所看见的这个所谓的银河系,
all the galaxies that you see,
每一颗星都是死的。
All the stars are dead.
所有的光都是机械的光。
All the light that you see is mechanical.
所以慢慢走向死亡的。
Slowly they will be going toward death.
等到主耶稣回来的时候。
But when the Lord Jesus returns,
你看见因为他们得着的生命乃是基督的生命。
You see that some have received the life of Christ.
所以当神的众子显现的时候。
As the sons of God appear,
你所看见那个银河系。
The galaxy that you see in heaven.
你所看见的每一个光。
Every light that you see.
都是基督的生命
is the light of Christ. Is the light of the life of Christ.
基督如何，他们也如何。
However Christ is, they are.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这是保罗要给我们知道。
This is what Paul wants to show us.
这是马太福音十三章给我们启示的。
This is the revelation of Matthew 13.
你看见没有？
See that?
基督徒的盼望。
The hope of Christians.
什么这个新造的荣耀。
The glory of the new creation.
什么看得出来的？
How can you see it?
不光我们的主在荣耀里。
Not only is our Lord in glory.
他不只是太阳。
He's not only the sun.
但是所有基督在天上，基督在天上发光，要像太阳一样。
So all the Christians in the air are going to display the light like the sun.
你相不相信弟兄姊妹？
Do you believe it, brother?
这就是主在我们身上所做的工作。
This is the work that the Lord Jesus is doing in us.
那么好了。
But now,
今天你在南岛也好，在北岛也好，
no matter whether in the South Island or North Island,
那只有纽西兰有这么样的一个景象。
That only in New Zealand we find such a thing.
你在南岛，你要坐一个船，然后到一个很偏僻的地方。
So in the South Island, you have to take a boat to a very remote area.
然后你会发现一个世界，你从来没有发现。
You'll discover a world you never discovered.
你坐着船从里面经过的时候，
as you take the boat and go through that area,
你明明看见上面有好多的星星。
You as if you see there's a lot of stars up there.
但是我们知道他们。不是星星
but you know they're not stars.
他们是一个一个的萤火虫
They're little glowworms.
你看见吗？他们每一个都发光的
They all give forth light.
但是不要忘记
but don't forget
那个光是生命的光
That light is the light of life.
那么你等到了北岛的 Watsomo 的 cave 的时候
but when you go to the North Island, you go to the Watsomo cave.
那个规模更大了
you see an even bigger scene.
我是个读物理的人
I am a physicist.
所以我稍微懂了一点宇宙这个银河系的形式
So I understand a little bit about the situation of the universe.
所以当我那次进到萤火洞里面的
But that day when I went into the Waitomo cave
我说这个不是银河系吗
I said isn't that a galaxy
这个不就是今天我们宇宙的星星吗
Isn't that the stars that we see in heaven
但是圣灵教导我们什么功课
But what does the Holy Spirit teach us
借着南岛北岛这些情景教导我们什么
So this, what we see in the South and North Island what in these scenes what do we learn
等到有一天
One day
神把我们展览在空中的时候
When God displays us in heaven
有另外一个银河系
There will be another galaxy.
和旧的银河是不一样的。
Different from the old galaxy.
他们都发光。
They will all shine forth
the light. 但是你看见在新造里面那个光乃是生命的光。
But you see in the new creation that light is the light of life.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这是我们每一个人的盼望。
This is our hope.
我们知道说。
We all know.
在人类里面有两种人。
There are two people among mankind.
有一般的人就是希腊人跟罗马人。
One group of people are the Greeks and Romans.
他们的荣耀在过去。
Their glory is in the past.
他们每次讲荣耀都是看过去。
Whenever they talk about glory, they talk about the glory.
两般人。
There are two groups of people.
他们的荣耀在将来。
Their glory is in the future.
一般人是以色列人。
One group is the Israel.
他们的荣耀在将来。
Their glory is in the future.
还有一般人就是基督徒。
Another group, and that is Christians.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
凡在基督耶稣
All those who are in Christ Jesus
就是新的创造
are a new creation.
那我问弟兄姊妹
Now let me ask you this.
新造的荣耀在哪里
Where is the glory of the new creation?
你怎么看见新造的荣耀
How do you see the glory of the new creation?
反过来说
Flip it around.
旧造的荣耀在哪里
Where is the glory of the old creation?
你读新闻你读天文学就可以
If you just study astronomy.
你拿天文学的望远镜
You take the telescope of astronomy.
你看见这是神的旧的创造
You see the old creation of God.
诸天述说神的荣耀
Did the heavens declare the glory of God?
从上传扬他的手段。
And then the heavens declare his doing.
这就是旧造的荣耀。
This is the glory of the old creation.
你知道在耶稣基督有个新的创造吗？
You see, in Christ Jesus, there's a new creation.
如果你问我说，
If you ask me this,
这个新造的荣耀是什么？
What is the glory of the new creation?
今天所有的万物都在那个叹息。
All creation groans.
就等候那个时候。
Waiting for that day.
等到我们生命成熟
，when our life grows up，
也长大
，and grows up，
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们因为行在光中
，because we walk in the light，
我们又就与神相交
，then we have fellowship with God，
我们有一种生活是与基督联合的生活
，we have a life that is in union with Christ，
亲爱的弟兄
，brothers and sisters，
这是我们的秘诀
，this is our secret，
最后的情形是什么
？What is the final situation？
那是新造的荣耀
，it is the glory of the new creation，
所以感谢
，so thank the Lord，
你从这些故事是你们最熟悉
from these stories that you're most familiar with
表面上好像就是特别的景象
outwardly as if these are special scenery
全世界的人
in the whole world
尤其是基督徒
especially Christians
他们如果懂得圣经的话
if they understand the Bible
他们来到这个岛上
when they come to this island
他们才知道说
then they understand
神借着这个来教训我
God uses these to teach us a lesson
借着纽西兰的种种给我们学一些功课
to use the scenery in this scene to teach So God has a hope in us.
神要得罪一个教会
God is going to receive for them a glorious church.
那是个荣耀的教会
It's a glorious church.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗
Did you see that?
稀奇的很
Is it amazing?
我们没有荣耀
We have no glory.
月亮没有荣耀
The moon has no glory.
但当月亮脸向太阳敞开
But when the moon turns its face towards the sun,
它就 reflect, 就反射太阳的光
It reflects the light of the sun.
每次人看见月光都是看见太阳
Every time when the people see the moon, they actually see the sunlight.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
这是荣耀的教会
This is the glorious lesson. May the Lord have mercy on us.
给我们看见
To show us.
你们是最有福的人
You are the most blessed people.
你们应当在这块土地上学到最重要的功课
You ought to learn the deepest lessons on this land.
就说我们从无花果树学个比方
The Lord Jesus said, let us learn a lesson from the parable of the fig tree.
但是我们从纽西兰的北岛、南岛、火山、地震许多的美景我们学个地方
So from the North Island and South Island of New Zealand through volcanoes beautiful scenery we ought to learn
我们一边看见神的公义
On the one hand we see the justice of God
一边看见神的慈爱
On the other hand we see the love of God
还有因着耶稣基督所带来的祝福
But because of the blessing that the Lord Jesus brought
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这是什么呢
What is this?
这就是全本圣经实际要告诉我们
This is what the Bible is teaching us
所以保罗有一句话说
So Paul said this
基督在我们里面
Christ in us
是 hope of glory 荣耀的盼望
is our hope of glory
感谢主
Brothers, thank you
我们有了这些领会以后
after we have this understanding
我们明天再来看路德书路德记
when we see the book of Ruth tomorrow
我们大概早晨看第一章跟第二章
tomorrow morning we'll probably go through chapters 1 and 2
晚上我们看第三章跟第四章
in the evening chapters 3 and 4
那这一卷书告诉我们什么
what does this book tell us
就是我们怎么叫基督的生命在我们里面长大。
This is how can the teachers is how does the life of Christ grow up in us?
新约里面有很重要的真理，叫做与基督联合的真理。
There is an important, very important truth in the New Testament, and that is the truth of union with Christ.
我们很不容易明白。
It's hard for us to understand that.
有的人说是 Pauline theology， 有的人说是保罗的神学。
Some people say it's the Pauline theology.
但是不管怎么样
，Not only that, but not no matter what.
旧约里面有幅图画
，In the Old Testament, there's a picture.
给我们看怎样。与基督联合
to show us how do we unite with Christ
让我们的生命怎么长进
how does our life grow up
感谢主
thank the Lord
我们的前途是荣耀的
our future is glorious
你知道路德在摩亚地是咒诅之地
you know Ruth was upon in Moab which is a cursed land
所以既然是咒诅之地
if it's a cursed land
是没有前途的
there is no future there
感谢主
thank the Lord
有一天她到了迦南
one day she came to Canaan
她本来是外邦女
she was a Gentile woman
她世代都不能进耶和华的会
but ten generations she wouldn't be able to enter into Jerusalem she can into the presence of God it's impossible for her or us to enter into the presence of God we have nothing to do with the covenant of God Israel are people that are close to God but we are far away from God we are just like Ruth but thank the Lord one day we receive grace we're saved we are all Ruth now many stories occur
短短的四章的圣经
just four chapters in the Bible
就给我们看见
shows us
我们基督生长的成长路是怎么经过的
what is the process of growth of Christian life
那不光这样
not only that
我们有的也像拿俄米一样失败了
many of us just like Naomi we fail
哪里失败哪里就有审判
wherever we fall there is judgment
哪里失败就有神的手在那里管制的手在那里
wherever we fail and there's judgment there there is a discipline hand of God.
对, 说不要叫我拿俄米,
that's why Naomi said, don't call me Naomi.
叫我马拉,
call me Mara.
因为我出去的是满满的出去,
because when I went out full,
我回来的是空空的回来,
but I returned empty.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
let us
remember. According from man's perspective, Naomi fell.
你们在座有许多人像拿俄米也失败了,
many of you are like Naomi and probably have fallen.
现在我们要问说,
now we want to ask,
拿俄米能回来吗?
Can Naomi return?
拿俄米所有失去的能再重新得回来吗?
Can Naomi receive back all that she lost?
这就是路德记的故事了,
this is the book of Ruth.
你看见没有?
You see that?
所以感谢主,
thank the Lord.
我们蒙恩得救以后,
after we're saved,
这个故事是奇妙的故事,
that story is an amazing story.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
明天早晨,
tomorrow morning,
第一章, 第二章,
chapter 1 and 2,
明天晚上,
tomorrow evening,
第三章, 第四章,
chapter 3 and chapter 4.
然后盼望大家最好能把它读三遍,
I hope that everyone can read the book of Ruth 3 times.
那么我们大概把它最重要的意思把它点一下,
let us bring forth its most important points.
那这只是开始,
this is just the beginning,
帮助我们往前走,
to help us to go forth.
在66卷书里面,
amongst the 66
books, 现在最少有一卷书能帮助我们走路,
there's at least one book that can help us walk forth.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
整个的路德记,
all of the book of Ruth,
乃至今天我们晚上所说那个整个福音的光的照亮底下的,
it is all but the light of the gospel shining forth.
而最能够把这个光能够表现出来的,
and what can demonstrate that light the most?
这就是纽西兰的特点,
that is a special feature of New Zealand.
你看神能借助纽西兰的种种来教导我们,
God can use the many parts of New Zealand to teach us many lessons.
当然这是illustrations,
these are illustrations,
就是帮助我们明白圣经的真理,
to help us understand the truth of the Bible.
好，我想我们今天就说到这里,
I think we'll just conclude tonight.
明天早上10点钟我们再继续,
tomorrow at 10 a.m. we will continue.
我们希望大家能够告诉大家,
we hope that everyone can tell everyone.
这一次跟去年不同的在哪？有今年我们有翻译,
so today is different from last year because today, this year we have translation.
我们盼望有更多的年轻人能够参加,
we hope that more young people can participate.
我们也盼望有很多, 当地的弟兄姊妹, 我们也能够接触他们,
we hope that there are other local brothers and sisters that we can contact and reach out to.
我们巴不得能借着主的话和大家彼此有交通,
we hope that through the word of God we can have more fellowship.
这是难得的机会,
this is a rare opportunity. May we pray for these three sessions. Everyone bring forth a heart of prayer. May the Lord not let us go. Maybe many of us are born just for this weekend. May the Lord have mercy on us. May this weekend be a weekend we don't forget. May we be like Ruth. We may meet Boaz in Boaz's field.
There
are many stories here.
就是发生在我们得救以后,
occurs after we are saved.
我们就是路德,
we are Ruth.
波阿斯就是我们的主,
Boaz is our Lord Jesus.
那个故事慢慢就演变下去,
and then the story develops.
圣灵就用这么简单可爱的故事,
the Holy Spirit uses such a short and cute story,
来把我们怎么蒙恩得救的,
to show us how we were saved,
然后我们怎样跟随他,
how we follow the Lord,
怎样得到生命的光,
how to receive the light of life,
怎样的长大,
how does that life grow up,
然后最后怎么得到赏赐,
and then lastly how to receive a reward.
感谢主,
thank the
我们都知道,
Lord.
我们都知道,
we all know.
今天若与主一同受苦,
those of us who suffer with Christ today, that day we will receive glory with him.
什么叫和一同得荣耀?
What does it mean to receive glory with him?
有一天我们要在天上与基督一同发光,
we will shine forth like the sun in the air, just like Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers, this,
这个就是我们的盼望,
this is our glorious hope.
好了，我想我们今天晚上就停在这里,
I think we'll just stop here tonight.
我们明天10点再继续,
we'll continue tomorrow at 10 a.m.
我们一个简单的祷告,
let us have a simple prayer.
主为着今天晚上的话,
Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
如果你觉得好使用这些话,
if you think these are good, Lord, you may use them.
这些话摸着我们每一个人,
may these words touch our hearts.
也改变我们每一个人一生,
may change all of our life courses.
但愿我们像那几个博士一样,
may we be like the Magi.
只要遇见你, 我们就不再从原处回去,
that if we have met you, Lord, we will not return the same way.
主,
Lord, may you do a work in us. us.
在这里, 真是天在地上开始,
Lord, may heaven begin on earth here.
主啊, 我们仰望你,
Lord, we look to you.
但是我们在这里,
may we be here as if we're here on earth as if we're in heaven.
纪念这三次的聚会,
Lord, remember these three meetings.
我们不求别的,
we don't ask anything else. We ask that your presence be our gift.
你的笑容做我们的reward,
your smiling face be our reward.
听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名,
we pray this in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.